was to entertain the player. He should have just said that, you know what, if you've got evidence, talk to my general secretary, Robert Kamanga, send all the evidence to him. Me and you, maybe this ends. Because now Fashion believed that because of the conversation he had with Andrew Kamanga, then Andrew Kamanga would have fired Abraham Grant. But Andrew Kamanga has got no powers to do that. He's got an exco and the first counsel who he answers to, and he has got he sits in the exco, and it would up to the exco's decision, and the exco can't make a decision to fire Abraham Grant based on what the player said when Fashion Sakala did not share any evidence against Abraham Grant, because the evidence was that in the conversation which Abraham Grant seemed to have allegedly, he said that for you to join my this player's agent, you start playing for the Zambia national team.
This conversation can definitely continue. Let us know what you think also via our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, is the question that was shared there that you can be a part of. For now, we have the news at 8.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup 2025 final is finally here. Zesco United will battle Red Arrows in the Absa Cup final at Levy Wanawasa Stadium on Saturday, 10th May 2025 at 15 hours. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, and East Wing 70 Kwacha, 20 Kwacha for North and South Wing. Don't miss out on this thrilling experience with a special appearance by His Excellency, Mr. Hagainde Hichilema.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Zaka cautiously optimistic about projected reduced minimum and fuel prices. Economist cautions against over-reliance on IMF for economic transformation. India launches airstrikes on Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. To present the news, I'm Lucevilo Gondwe. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed cautious optimism over recent projections suggesting a reduction in the prices of essential commodities such as minimal and fuel, as well as improved electricity supply. ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala says consumers are hopeful and expectant following forecasts by experts and government that indicate lower fuel and minimal prices and increased electricity stability this year. The Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia, OMCAZ, recently projected a reduction in fuel prices to around 25 kwacha per litre, while the Millers Association of Zambia, MAZ, recently indicated a likely significant decrease in minimal prices, citing an anticipated bumper harvest, while power supply is expected to stabilize from next month. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sakala has, however, emphasized that while the projections are encouraging, past experiences have shown that such promises often fail to reach the average consumer. He has since called on governments to ensure that the anticipated improvements in the energy sector and the prices of essential commodities such as minimal are not only delivered but also maintained over time to build trust and bring meaningful relief to the Zambian people.
For the consumer, the issue is, let's see when things happen, that's when we're going to say something. As of now, these are the issues that they've been there, and I like that they've given them hope, which they've been giving, but I hope this hope will be able to actualize and see that prices really happen. The issue of maize meal is something that it's debatable, because, you know, the price of maize is always driven by the market. And, you know, when you have more maize in the country, we always see people getting excited exporting, and that does not even, you know, tell that the domestic price will go down.
Economist Nelo Kopakopa has cautioned government against placing too much reliance on the International Monetary Fund IMF for driving Zambia's economic transformation, citing the unfavorable nature of some attached conditionalities. His remarks follow President Hakainde Hichilema's reaffirmation of Zambia's commitment to working with the IMF under the ongoing economic reform program during a meeting with an IMF delegation, where he expressed optimism that the partnership would help steer the country towards sustainable growth over the next 3 years. However, Mr. Kopakopa has expressed concern that the continued dependence on IMF support could have long-term negative consequences for Zambia's economic growth, citing the stringent conditions that often accompany programs which may limit the country's fiscal and policy flexibility. He has noted that the current $1.7 billion IMF extended credit facility is set to conclude in October 2025, and that Zambia has already benefited from multiple grants and loans from the World Bank, other multilateral lending institutions, and donor nations. Mr. Kopakopa has further urged government to critically assess the tangible impact of these facilities on the country's economy and whether they have contributed meaningfully toward achieving Zambia's development goals.
We have received a lot of grants from the World Bank and the other donors. We need to make an honest assessment of how impactful these facilities have been. Where could we have been as an economy if we didn't receive these facilities? And what do we need to do to prepare in the event that we no longer have these facilities? How are we going to run our economy? What plan do we have? And what plan should we have? We've been receiving these donations, this aid, for far too long, but I don't think they have been as impactful as they should. Partly because of conditionalities that are attached to them. But still, as a country, we need to have a plan B. If we don't receive this aid, what is going to happen to our economy?
The National Union for Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAO President Saul Semunjika, has called on governments to prioritize the welfare of miners, stating it as key to achieving national production targets in the mining sector. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Semunjika has emphasized that improving working conditions and offering substantial bonuses would boost morale and productivity among miners, urging governments to actively engage mine owners to ensure that favorable conditions of service are implemented across the industry. Mr. Semunjika warns that the country will continue to limp if the mining sector is not sanitized in its entirety, including the welfare of miners, who are cardinal to the attainment of any set national targets for the sector that drives the country's economy. He has further cautioned that relying solely on collective bargaining processes for improved wages and conditions may not yield timely or meaningful results, arguing that annual negotiated increments are often marginal and fail to significantly uplift the livelihood of workers. Mr. Semunjika has reiterated that addressing miners' welfare is not just a labor issue, but a critical step toward enhancing overall national economic performance and mining targets, including the 3 million tons annual copper production envisaged by 2031.
It would be of very great help, in fact, even to achieve that target as quickly as possible. Maybe what the government can do is engage the mine owners so that they can even introduce, apart from adjustments in salary conditions of service, they can also introduce vigorous production bonuses that will have very good incentives, which will actually push, give a very high appetite for this miner to actually put in everything.
The Ministry of Agriculture has advised farmers to prioritize the cultivation of winter maize and diversify their crops to reduce the risk of aflatoxins and other forms of contamination linked to extreme weather conditions. This guidance comes in response to a recent alert from the Zambia Meteorological Department warning of extreme cold and strong winds expected across most parts of the country due to a cold air mass originating from South Africa. The ministry director, Dr. Chizumba Shepande, has emphasized the importance of selecting appropriate crop varieties that can withstand the prevailing weather.